Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hi, I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, a board-certified OBGYN and menopause specialist. My new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it really takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Every week, I sit down with medical experts, cultural icons, and powerhouse women to talk about what really matters, your health, your power, and your future. We're covering hormones, identity, finances, relationships, and so much more. New episodes drop every Tuesday. Listen to and follow Unpaused with me, Dr. Mary Claire Haver, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
And in fairness to you, watch, I can argue both sides because I'm open-minded about this. The Jets are allergic to forcing turnovers.
That's right.
So them forcing a turnover onto it cannot happen.
Right.
I'm merely saying, and I don't think the Jets are winning all of those games. I want to make that clear. Yeah. That's what I don't think Sean understands about this argument. You become very tribalistic, like it's Jets versus Giants. No, I'm just having an open discussion about these win totals the rest of the season.
Yeah.
I'm just being honest about it. Like, there are more winnable games on the Jets' schedule than there are the Giants.
There's no doubt about that.
Thank you. That's all I'm saying.
The Jets have more winnable games, but the Giants, I feel like, are more suited to win games.
Because they have a quarterback that can magically do something win a game. I completely agree with
you. It's another thing you're not factoring into. Are Quinn Williams, Breece Hall, and company going to be here in another week?
My guess is yes.
I can't see the... Why would you trade Breece Hall? I get why the conversation is circling around him. By the way, Sports Talk on WFAN is presented by Paramount Plus. You can't count on much, but you can always count on Sundays with the NFL on CBS and Paramount Plus. Watch your local NFL game live every Sunday all season long. Visit ParamountPlus.com/NFL to get started today. Breece Hall has so much upside still left in his game. He's only 24 years old. This is his year 24 season. So even if you were being conservative, he's got 3-4 years before he's, you're at 28. You're washed up at 28. Like, seriously?
Yeah.
Like,
I don't think they're going to trade him.
And it
doesn't make sense, you're saying.
And I hear the injury prone thing. He tore his ACLs his rookie season.
Mm-hmm.
Missed. He only played 2 games or 3 games, whatever it was, that year. Since then, he's been mostly healthy. And he gets a ton of carries and a ton of touches. I trust that he is going to figure out how to stay healthy. It's not that. It's just the impact that he has as a player. And coupled with that developing offensive line, it could be something special from a running back position. And if you see teams that have those guys, like Bijan Robinson in Atlanta, like Christian McCaffrey now in San Francisco, Saquon, except, like when you see a team that has like that dude, can you imagine any of them ever getting rid of him?
No.
Exactly.
No. And I think that it also, when you look at, well, what are
Jonathan
you going to
Taylor is going to win the MVP.
When you look at what you're going to get for him, worth it.
That's
so
it's
a fair question because the deadline's a week away. Here's what I'll say to you. There are 9 games left in the season. And I'm going to think about this. I want everyone to play this game along with me. There are 9 games left in the season. 3 or 4 of them are winishable games. And you never know. There could be an upset along the way.
Yeah.
How many of these 9 games are the New York Jets going to win? My gut.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Hi, I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, a board-certified OBGYN and menopause specialist. My new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it really takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Every week, I sit down with medical experts, cultural icons, and powerhouse women to talk about what really matters: your health, your power, and your future. We're covering hormones, identity, finances, relationships, and so much more. New episodes drop every Tuesday. Listen to and follow Unpaused with me, Dr. Mary Claire Haver, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Feeling, and I don't think what I'm about to say is homeristic, is they're going to get 3 more wins. That's 3-6. Mm. That's not exactly like carve your name into the Lombardi Trophy territory.
Right.
It's a bad football team that's going to manage it to win a couple of games after going 1-7 to start the year. So that gets them to 4 wins.
Mm-hmm.
So the question you got to ask yourself, whether you agree with me or disagree, is are the Giants a lock to clear that number? And the truth is, not really. They're probably going to be right at that number.
But I also feel like the Giants have the ability to win games they're not supposed to.
Maybe. More so than the Jets.
Right, yes.
Okay.
Just think about how the Giants won the 2 games that they won this
year. You're right.
They were games they weren't supposed to win.
So let me ask you this, because we've done this with the Giants. There are 9 games left in the season. Cleveland, the Patriots, the Ravens, the Falcons, the Dolphins at home, Jacksonville and New Orleans on the road, the Patriots at home, mm-hmm. at Buffalo, which is a wild card because who knows what they're playing for. How many wins are the Jets going to get in their final 9 games? Tiki Barber.
4.
Thank you. I mean, 4. So they're going to end up with 5 wins.
Yeah.
So you are right in line with the Jets winning this thing against the Giants.
No, because I think the Giants are going to win more than they lose.
Okay, fair enough. So you have the Jets going 4-5 in their last 9 games.
Yes.
Which, by the way, would actually encourage me about Aaron Glenn. It would screw them up draft position-wise, but I'd be more happy about Glenn, to me, personally.
The only reason I say it screws you draft position-wise...
Well, it does. They're going to move up in the... They're not going to pick 1-2.
You lose being able to take your quarterback.
100%. Well, they're probably more in a position where they have to trade up, which I'm sure they would.
Right.
Kind of like they did with Sam.
Yeah, and if you really want one, why not? Like, who cares?
I agree with you.
Give away your first round next year and whatever lower second or third round pick you want to give. What? Who cares?
And I agree with you, and I would actually argue this is why the tanking thing is never going to get to me. That winning games is going to be more important than a future pick.
For a first-year head coach, it absolutely is.
100%.
100%.
I know you don't agree with me that, Sean. That's totally fine, but that's where I'm not going to get upset about
this. The last thing you want to do is be... what was the Browns guy? Hugh Jackson. Hugh Jackson.
Mm-hmm.
You don't ever want to be Hugh Jackson.
No, I agree with him.
Who you suck so bad, nobody believed in you, even if you kind of were okay.
So you got 4-5 in the last 9 for the Jets. I have 3-6. What about you, Sean?
I think they're winning 1 more game the rest
1-8. That's fine.
Yeah.
1-8. What about you, Tommy?
Jets will go 2-7 in their final 9 games.
2-7. Okay. Mm-hmm. We're going to save that and see how we do. But I think that... It is now we are in prime position for the Jets and Giants to finish with basically the same record.
I think people screaming at Tanner Engstrand more.
Like who?
Like me.
Oh, like you. Well, then go do it for me.
Yeah. No, I did.
When did you scream at him?
On Monday.
Oh, that's right. You did.
Like, stop with the 2-step drops.
You think he was listening?
I hope he was listening.
Listen.
It is obvious that Justin Fields is not comfortable standing right behind the line of scrimmage.
No.
Drop him back and let him look. Because then he can scramble easier, and he also was much more comfortable throwing balls across the middle, down the field, etc. He looked really good last week.
He's going to play well against the Browns. They're going to smoke the Cleveland Browns next Sunday. I'm telling you right now. And I'm going to try not to be like too pumped up. Like I'm not going to come in here and try to give you playoff scenarios.
How are the Browns against the run?
No, listen, have you paid attention to what's going on with the Browns this week?
What's going on with the Browns this week?
So they're on their bye week.
By the way, they're actually good against the run. They're top 10 stopping the run. Mm. They're also horrible at running the football. They're 29th.
I don't even know who their running back is this year.
Judkins from Ole Miss, Ohio State.
As he's hurt because he's on my fantasy team and he screwed me last week.
So Shedeur Sanders is not pulling a Zach Wilson. He was asked to come home to Boulder, Colorado's homecoming.
Yeah.
He's not because he has said, quote, I have to get ready, quote, big ready. And all the people in Cleveland now think he's starting versus the Jets next
year. Oh, that'd be cool. That'd be fun. That'd be a lot of fun. That doesn't make me change my opinion that much on the game because it still is NFL debut.
And he's a rookie.
And he's a rookie.
Oh, yeah. You can't see Joe the next day at 4 o'clock if you lose to Shedeur Sanders and has it written all over. We should have drafted this guy.
Well, there's two things, Sean.
Well, that's going to happen anyways.
and I feel the same way. There's the emotional.
By the way, you really should have. The more the season goes on, you really should have.
I know, bro. I was telling it to you before he even dropped. They should have taken him in the first round.
Even if he's doing exactly what he's doing in Cleveland with the Jets, which is sitting behind Justin Fields doing nothing, it would be worth it.
I remember weeks before the draft saying that to you, and I don't remember what you said, so I can't put it on you.
I said no because I thought you meant take him in the first round or take him in the second round. I was like, he's not, I don't know if he's that good.
Oh, I would have taken him in the first round.
Yeah, I don't know.
Now, obviously, knowing he dropped as much as he did, yeah, you're right. Like, they could have waited as long as possible. Just to answer your point, Sean, there's two emotions as a Jet fan. I'll explain it to you. There's the raw, typical Jet reaction, which is exactly what you framed it as. Wouldn't it be typical? Here's Shedeur, debuts.
Shedeur Sanders
sticks it up on Kazoo. Like, you're right. Right now, on a Thursday, a week and a half before the game, this is ration 11. Like, I'm just talking ball.
I got you.
And talking ball, I wouldn't be scared of a rookie making his NFL debut on the road. But yeah, like, when we get to Sunday morning,
right?
Wouldn't it be typical Jets if the guy throws for 500 yards, yes. And also, let's not forget, Baker Mayfield made his NFL debut on a Thursday night when he replaced, was it Tyrod Taylor back in Cleveland?
Yeah.
When he replaced Tyrod Taylor against the Jets.
Right.
And they won that game, and it was just horrific. So,
and then he was on his way.
And then he was on his way. So remember, there are two emotions as a Jet fan. There's the realistic football take, and then there's the, can't you see this happening?
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver. Ready for honest conversations about thriving in midlife? Listen to and follow my new podcast, Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey there, cats and kittens. It's Brian from The Commercial Break, the mediocre comedy podcast where my best friend Chrissy and I attempt to make sense of the world. We talk about the absurd, the ridiculous, and the stuff no one asked for, like internet weirdos, pickup artists, and why everyone is obsessed with crystals and colonics. It's all gotta stop. The show is free, it's frequent, and it's probably not for everyone. You can go to tcbpodcast.com, subscribe at youtube.com/thecommercialbreak, or check out the show wherever you listen to podcasts. We'll see you on the next commercial break, and best to you.